Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better. Even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing.
And make your business sizzle. I can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing, online marketing, social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business?
So, there are people known as procrastinators, but why are there no amateur procrastinators? Ponder that for a minute. And actually, in an article in Scientific American, they talk about something called precrastination. Okay, what's that? Well, it's people that try to get things done quickly, sooner rather than later, so they don't have to, you know, worry about it. So people answer emails immediately rather than carefully contemplating their replies. People pay bills as soon as they arrive, thus failing to collect interest income. So you have procrastination, precrastination, but no amateur procrastination. What's up with that? Well, really what I'm talking about is getting yourself prepped so that you can be the most productive every single day. Now, I am not a time management specialist. That's not something that I do. But I do have what I call DDA, which is ADD and dyslexia. Squirrel! I mean, I can get distracted by anything. I have so many bings, bops, and boops from my phone to my desktop to my, you name it. I mean, things can take me away from what I need to do. So let me ask you, do you ever have any challenges getting things done? I think we all do. And a lot of it is just mental. It's because we don't want to do the things that we know that we have to do. Now, I was listening to a podcast, Amplify, by Dan R. Morris and Rachel Martin, and they had a guest on from New Zealand, and she talked about this quadrant thing, and it really intrigued me. So here's the quadrants. Just think of four squares. And in the upper left-hand corner, you have the word urgent. And in the upper right-hand corner, you have the word not urgent. And then down either side, you have the word important or not important. So it goes like this. You have the urgent and important. These are emergencies and crises that you have to deal with. They completely take you off base and you've got to deal with it. Let's say in my case, a client calls up and says their website is down. And they're making money off their website. That is urgent and important. It's a crisis I have to deal with right now. Then we get to the complete opposite of that, and that's not urgent and not important. These are the actual time sucks of your day. It could be, for some, it could be Facebook, it could be playing solitaire, it could be listening to TV or whatever, but it's something that is just wasting your time. Now we've got these other two quadrants. The not important but urgent are the interruptions that you get. This is where somebody says, hey, I've got a problem. I need to deal with this right now. Now, you can control these interruptions by setting some basic ground rules. What's urgent to somebody may not be urgent to you because it's not important. An example of this is I have clients that send me emails and say, here's these 15 things I want to get done. Let me know when they're finished. And I'm going to tell our boss that I put them on your lap. Okay, well, that's great. What I do is I make sure and let them know the boundaries. I will get these done within 48 hours or more. It's going to take at least 2 to 3 days to get to your stuff, unless it's urgent and important. And it takes a little time to train some people that just because they send you an email, they're not going to get an immediate response. That it might take a little time for you to do that, but it's up to you to train people that this is the way you work, this is what to expect, and if you need to, pick up the phone and discuss it with them. And then finally, we have the not urgent, but important. Now, this is the quadrant where we have prevention, planning, marketing, improvement, all the things that you have to do to grow your business, to maintain your business. Part of that is accounting, right? It's not urgent, but it's important. You have to know where you stand. The government wants to know where you stand because based on the money that you make, the money you pay yourself, you have to pay taxes. So accounting is not urgent, but important. But what do? Okay? We turn the not urgent and important into urgent and important. Why do so many people file their taxes on April 15th or March 15th if you're doing business taxes, or they ask for extensions because they're putting it off. They're procrastinating. And they don't look at it as something that they need to get done, and they just push it until the envelope. Sometimes they can get it done on time, sometimes they can't. A lot of that is what we do in our normal business day practices. So let me give you a couple of tips on how to solve that problem. First and foremost, every single day you should have a to-do list. Sit down at night, and this is the way I do it. You could do it in the morning first thing, but I find it clearer to do it at the end of the day so that when I get up, I don't have to think about it. I've got everything listed out. And I put it on a piece of paper. Yes, Mr. Digital Geek Everything writes it down on paper, because when I'm done, I can scratch it off, rip it off, and throw it in the garbage rather than have to go into programs and do stuff. That's okay. Whatever works for you. But I write it down, and I break it down into three categories: MMA, money-making activities; BMA, business-making activities; and CMA, customer maintenance activities, things I have to do. Now, I've learned to take this even a step further. I heard from somebody, Dr. Ben Adkin, who I met at a conference, talk about the five important things. So what he does is every single day, he puts down the five absolute things he has to get done that day. So as you go through your list, write them down and put number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Then you can always scratch those off and put them in the right order. Look at those five things and then use the tool that I talked about before. Okay? Quadrant number one. Is it a crisis and an emergency? It's something that if you don't get done could actually take down you or your business. Okay? The letter from the IRS sitting on my desk, that's urgent and important, right? I got to deal with that. Number two, not urgent but important. It's those BMAs, business making activities, or accounting, or whatever it is. I sit and look at those and say, okay, this is something that I have to do. And I have to make sure that that's in order of what's going to help me propel my business to the next day. Quadrant three, interruptions. These are things that are urgent, but not important. You have to decide if you've got a couple of emails, you can go through your emails and say, okay, I've got to get these things done, but they're not necessarily at the top five. This is something I will do after I get through the top five and make sure that I communicate, you know, what's happening and that it got done. And then finally, the time wasters. These are the things you have to spend time working to avoid doing, right? So when your email dings, let it sit in the email box. Set a time during the day, say at noon or at 2 o'clock, or set specific times where you will address those things. It's the same thing with Facebook messages and Facebook dings and bops or Twitter or LinkedIn or whatever it is. Set a time aside and say, okay, this is my half hour to work specifically on my social media, or this is my half hour to answer my emails or return phone calls, whatever it is. Once you start to quantify the times that you're going to do things, the more efficient you can become. The first thing in the morning, you're going to deal with number one of those five things and get it done. Get the hardest stuff done first. Then you can move on to something a little easier, and so on and so forth until all five of those things are completed. Then you can move on to the other things, the interruptions. And maybe take a few minutes to have some fun. Go check out Facebook, play a game of solitaire, whatever. The key thing is you control your schedule. Don't let your schedule control you. So remember those four quadrants. Write down five things that you have to get done. Start with the most important and the hardest. Get it done. And you'll start to see so many great results from this. The key thing is you control your time. So take control of it to make the most of it. I've often heard it said that there is no such thing as time management. We all get the same 1,440 minutes a day. How we choose to use that time, however, is very much within our control. So be conscious of it, set up a plan, execute it, and do your best to make it work for you.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.